and in some, if they are not...
you pick it up, it's just yes. like that, yeah.
Long strings.
Mm-hmm. If they're, when they are not close to the lake, they would grow in the real low spot places, very mm-hmm. swampy.
Yeah, that was found out at the site, but in one of these real low yeah. low areas that yeah. Yeah. was filled yeah. with water.
Yeah. Anything like that, especially when they are dry, mm-hmm. even in winter, they gather that up in order to make insulation for the framework that they built as a cabin to live in wintertime. Mm-hmm. And they are way out in the camping for the winter.
They use for baby tiber stool. Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for dog food with oil.
With shear oil.
Oh.
When the food is scarce, they would clean that part, take the solid parts out, the grassy that are, that would pierce the stomach of the dog. They take these out and only the soft part they save and soaked it into seal oil and feed it to the dogs. Also, it can be used to insulate an igloo, especially out in the camping places. That's what they call that. When you walk on it when it's dry, even when it is covered a little bit with snow, you can tell that it's soft. It's softer than the frozen ground.
Does that name only refer to that particular type of plant, or does that name mean some other things too?
No. Bohawk is just a name for this type of grass or sod.
Okay.
I think what you mean is the other name, Bohawk. That's oil. Bohawk. Or blubber. This one, Bohawk.
They are two completely different words.
Mm-hmm. When you were collecting it, what is, I want to say, like, distinctive about it that you could recognize it? What, how are you able to recognize this one as opposed to other parts of sod?
Subin na mag-isol lang ang mga lum na lunacho.
Even from a small distance, you can recognize this if anything or any animal has step on it, and there would be part of it where the hoof has gotten into it and pried up a little. Mm-hmm. You can tell by that and by the color also.
Yeah.
This kind of light green.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
and And also, when you walk, even when it is covered with light snow, you can tell when you step on a soft thing under your foot.
Okay. Just so people don't know, I'll get them a little bit later. This is number 617. And this is mixed in. It has some of the grass pieces with it. But this area here.
She just couldn't make out what this is.
Okay, in a shape like this, where you pick them up?
They form kind of long areas, and they're in very wet areas. This is have them form with the ground here, and they're very, very low, and just kind of go along in a almost like a line, like a block.
We don't have any names for these, the way she suggests that. I don't either. When this is taken out, has this been just about thick like this or so and pressed?
Yes.
Okay. No, we don't. She don't recall of calling these things.
It would be just part of the sod.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 610.
Mm.
didn't work good. These are the ones that grow, the head would be just grown like that.
Yes.
And before you press it over this way, each little something like a pin coming out of that head.
Yes.
Well, I think but a little.
Yeah.
Still, we don't know of any of the name for these.
Okay. When it dried, the leaves lost a lot of their color, and they were kind of a dark green.
Yeah.
you find it in some of the low places, and it would form areas, maybe this wide, or this long, this wide, just kind of
in bunches.
Bunches, yeah.
No, we don't. We've seen this, but we don't think we have any name, unless we never find out.
Would they? They didn't have any use then, or they weren't used in any way.
No.
Number 612. These are, excuse me, very, very common out on the mounds. They look like spokes of a wheel. They come out in all from one central area where they attach themselves to the ground, and then the flower stalks come out in a circle.
Chemical?
We still don't have name. You don't? I don't.
Okay. Number 614.
Part of the giver is Kayalo Lich, it's Kalo Lich.
Almost like Paracops.
Kalakasana. Anong mo tayo ko? Uden, is it?
Yeah. Tayo ko over the other. Almost like buttercups. Kalakasana. A little different. Some are, some got more small yellow leaves like that. And most of them had, especially the larger ones, had larger leaves, yellow leaves.
Light yellow.
So some of them also would look good. They don't look good. They look good. In the nature of them. Yeah, yes, and you will have to do. Some, most would be, the larger ones would be, have, on the head, four leaf clover.
Okay.
We cannot tell the different names for the different types at the smaller or the bigger clovers.
This was very similar to the buttercup.
Yeah.
Would it be included under the same name as the buttercup?
She doesn't recall whether there is a little different name than the Talakisa. Only we can tell by just it's a little different name.
Would there have been any use with these or Number 620.
Since I was first, I'm going to see these things.
I never was interested in any of these plants, but I may have seen them before, but I don't recall the name of any of these. When people are mentioning some flowers like these, they don't call them by name, only how they describe the leaf.
Mm.
Like almost if they mention these, the leaves so tall with almost the edges with the sawtooth, almost something similar to that. They would refer only to that instead of calling with the name or something like that.
Okay. These also, they've changed color since they've dried. This would have a kind of a purple to a rose type color.
But it's too short. Short, just almost like a.
It's clear. Still, we don't recall any name for these kind of plants.
Number 621.
We never were interested in these plants. We never bothered to ask our parents what they named them. In fact, they never teach us if they had any name for these plants.
Number 623.
to burn himself.
Yeah.
We don't have a name of this too.
This is number 624. Okay, on this, this was rather reddish up through here.
Mm-hmm.
And
where's the root?
Yeah. Oh, how long?
Is this just the stall?
Yes.
Yeah. Cover honey.
Cover honey.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the money.
Mara mi kibru ni teo.
Yeah. Go on me to walk by.
Yeah.
I didn't go to my.
Yeah. You never tasted that this. You never tried to taste?
No.
Are these prime?
Yes.
Are they full grown? Ripe?
Yes.
What are these?
The type that she almost referred to this one. This doll is reddish color.
Mm-hmm.
And the leaves on the base are much slimmer and longer. Here, which we call hua, green color.
Yeah, the edge of a little bit have a red leaves, just a little bit.
They're various in sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Some are real long, greens, hua, good for eating. Like spinach or something like that.
You would select the leaves on those?
Yeah, the leaves. And soak them into oil. Zeal oil. They're good eating. Like spinach, you know, or green vegetables.
So that term is quark?
Quark.
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 Quark. Quark.
And that means green?
Yeah.
Refers to the color of green.
Yeah, quark means any leaf that is edible.
Oh, okay. It doesn't mean green, it just means edible.
Yeah.
Leaf.
You still can find these. Have you been up to Water Lake out here? You know that lake? Yeah. And there is a creek from that run into Nunavak. And from that, almost at the edge of the creek and on the other side also, we still can find these, I think.
These?
Yeah. The ones that we mentioned. Edible greens.
This is number 626.
No, we're still going. call it any of these findings?
Number
623. Hmm. Thank you. No name.
No name.
Okay.
No name. Between the two of us, no name. It might be called.
Number 630.
Does this grow in swampy places?
Yes.
No, you can't say any name for these. Although we can recognize the looks.
Yeah.
What is distinctive about them? How do you recognize?
On the shape.
Of the entire plant.
Yeah. The only way we can tell it's different than so and so plant.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way we can describe it.
Number 624.
Murder takalakusa.
Yeah, the murder.
That's a real takalakusa.
Yeah, like a four-leaf clover.
Mm.
And they got this kind of leaf.
She says these are the original buttercups.
This would have the same name as the other ones then.
In the same as all we came to have quite a difficult time.
At first, she and I thought that the first ones are just like these, because they're kind of flat and right flat.
Right.
But these are real.
The others are a little different. They may have different names, but we don't know.
Oh, I see. These weren't used for anything.
Mm-hmm. Except for some girls who care to pick them up.
Yeah.
Along with the start with the roots. They pick it up and keep watering it, use it as a plant. Right. And claim them that these are my flowers.
This is number 629.
No, we don't have a name of those.
Number 628.
Cut Kenneth King now, we were at Kitchen. Right?
Yes.
But the style of the mother, the room now, we locked it.
Yeah.
But if I'm given the
power,
we have seen them.
We have seen them, but we
don't know. We don't have any name for them, though. That's the problem.
Number 631.
The least.
Are these leaves all dried up? Shrink or what?
Yes, some of them. This is a good general shape.
Little bit sweet, not too sweet.
This family of plants looks more like a quark. There was from the ones that we mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The type we said they're long, the leaves.
In a warmer place.
And, it grows from the roots of this plant here.
Mm-hmm.
This is reddish color.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the flowers are a little bit brighter red than they are now.
Yeah. These are the regular quarks.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. We call it quark.
We use these parts here. But these have shrink.
Mm-hmm. Also, you would use these to eat.
Yeah.
Were they cooked or just eaten with sea oil or
just eaten with the sea oil?
Yang ini muka nak awak tak kapur dua jutuk tu, kuat kalau yang itu.
It just one palas tu, as many leaves.
Did normally the children collected these or?
When the children knows what they are, they pick them up, but especially the older people that has lived on them before can go out and pick them up. We had some older ladies here in town.
They can store it with oil sometimes.
Put in poke, sea oil poke in some container that has the oil. They put that in there for later use.
Were a lot of these stored, like for later in the season, or?
Sometimes just mostly for just before freeze up, something like that. And
I don't eat with meat any kind.
Number 635.
Aku tuh pali. We call him Akutuk Palik. They eat him like those
The leaves.
Yeah.
Only the leaves are different, kind of bitter. These are the these grow flat.
Right.
Just on the ground.
Right.
The whole thing we call Mushuok.
This. With this.
The whole mat.
Mm-hmm. The whole mat. We picked them up around the whole thing through the roots.
Mm-hmm.
We picked that thing up. And most of the time how they use these, especially this here, it is much smaller than the willow itself that goes up the river, you know. These grow along the coast from here. And these, they gather to protect what food they collect, especially for their skin, ugrups and seals.
Mm-hmm.
So the meat would not touch the ground or gravel. And most of the time, the people who cares to, in older days, even in my time, my mother used to make a big pile out of these, where there's plenty of when camping down the coast,
mm-hmm.
and use them just next to the ground,
mm-hmm.
for bedding.
Would they perhaps have been placed on a tunnel, on the roof of the tunnel, or?
I don't think so. But the only ones they could use are the willows,
mm-hmm.
which is much stronger than these.
Ah.
Because these will collapse once you put a little heavy sod over these.
Okay, these are not willow then?
No.
What does the name mean?
Mushuok. Something that you just pull out from the ground.
And just Mushuok.
Pulling out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They even use that for firewood in cases where they don't have any anything to burn. Somebody who is camping out in the lake in small creeks out there where there is no willows, they gather it up and bind it with something with itself and bind it and use it for firewood.
Okay.
Out in the open and sometimes in the stove. But it takes a lot of work, a lot of patience.
The leaves were also eaten.
Yeah. Somebody who was cared to like kids, myself, we would use that to eat along with the blubber.
Mm.
Okay. It's good to eat with dry meat or boiled meat.
Do you have anything else that goes from here too? No?
I think I might have another one here.
Modern is good.
You put more glory to the man's water.
Yeah. But that's kind of a lot.
You may not have them in the other plants.
Mm-hmm.
Are these the only plants you had similar to this?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
What I was going to suggest is that there are little hits in any of these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which we call Ulaura, something like
maybe something like this.
Tubra.
Mm.
I'm like a tubra.
Mm.
Yeah. Has it some something look that looks like cotton?
Yeah.
Yeah. When these opens up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. These grows on the tip of these.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the stuff which is more valuable than any of these.
Oh.
They pick these up for as a starter for fire with flint. When it's real ripe, before the wind blows it away,
mm-hmm.
they pick that cotton up and put it into a dry container, like the shell of a caribou heart,
mm-hmm.
which is that film, which has been dried and put it in that thing, and use it as a starter for fire. By flint and
and they put
ash,
scrape wood
ash, stain it with that, darken it, and it's when the spark gets into it, it lights easier that way.
This was the fruit section of the plant.
Yeah. Although the this part is used normally as the for bedding under the bed next to the ground
mm-hmm.
when camping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that willow, that willow, we call that Nusroch. Nusroch.
Does that term just refer to the plant or does it
have
other meaning?
It means, Nusroch means something that you just get hold of and pull it out of the ground. It's different than willows. You have to cut the willow with a sharp tool.
Oh, okay.
This, you don't need any tool, just pull it out and,
okay.
and make a big pile in order to be able to use it as cooking firewood.
Mm-hmm. This one, is this the same as?
Yes, that's the same.
Right. This was number 636. And 635, both been identified as the same plant. To identify a willow, this you have to use some kind of a tool with to gather the willows.
With some kind of a tool?
Yes. To cut the willows, you have to use some kind of a tool or a sharp. You can't just pull it out.
Yes, we can pull it out when the ground is thawed in a time like this.
Okay.
We can just pull it out along with the roots.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need any sharp tool in order to pick this up.
These.
Yeah. We can pull the whole thing out with our both hands. And
but the willows, you have to use something.
Yeah, we have to use that for to lay our mugluk meat, especially when they are skinning it
mm-hmm.
out somewhere where we are camping.
You use you use the willows for that.
Yeah. This stuff here, for sure. Because we don't have any willows along the coast until you get up the river.
Ah, okay. Good. Number 638.
These are almost the same as craw, but we don't gather these for eating.
Mm. Are they aren't used for anything?
No.